Hello, I'm Dave Williams, and it's good to be back on ACB Radio. As many of you will know, these days I'm working with Dolphin Computer Access as Dolphin's all-new mobile product manager. It's my privilege over the next little while to be able to talk to you about some of the mobile options available from Dolphin. We'll be talking briefly about Dolphin's desktop products, but mainly focusing on software available from Dolphin, which enables a blind person to access a mainstream PDA. And if you're not sure what a PDA is, we'll come on to describe that here shortly. Also, we'll be giving you a sneak preview of SmartHAL, which is Dolphin's screen reader for the Windows Mobile smartphone, and that software due to be released early in 2007. But let's start by reflecting on 2006, and this was an exciting year for Dolphin, celebrating 20 years in the assistive technology industry. Earlier in the year, Dolphin released version 7 of Dolphin's desktop software, so we're talking about the HAL screen reader, the Lunar screen magnifier, and Supernova, the combined screen reader magnifier, offering magnification, speech, and braille output in a seamless and integrated way for Windows operating systems from 98 through Millennium, 2000, NT and XP Home and Pro, and all Dolphin's desktop software. We don't discriminate between operating systems, so you can pretty much get the one product for the one price on one disc. So version 7 introduced literary grade 2 braille input, so for devices that offer grade 2 braille input, you can now braille directly in using version 7 products. Mobility has for a long time been a core value at Dolphin. Dolphin introduced a couple of years ago the Dolphin Pen, which is a USB thumb drive on which you can have any of Dolphin's desktop screen access products, so Lunar screen magnifier, HAL screen reader, and Supernova screen reader magnifier. You can have any of those products on your Dolphin Pen. And this is simply a USB drive which plugs into any modern Windows machine which has a USB port. Recommend USB 2, just a bit faster. And you plug that in there and get access to your computer or a friend's computer or a computer in an internet cafe or library. And the beauty of this, of course, is that your settings are stored on the thumb drive, and you can take it around with you and use the same preferences and settings that you are comfortable with. Dolphin, for a while now, have offered Citrix MetaFrame support. So this is especially important in corporate environments where hot desking is all the rage. If you want to move around the office or the company campus, you can do so and use various thin clients, and your access software is delivered to you from the server. So again, Dolphin supporting mobility with the ability to roam. So if you're somebody that's going to be moving between networks, then perhaps the Dolphin Pen, the little USB thumb drive, is possibly the best option for you there. But really, mobility doesn't stop with full fat Windows, and many of you will have heard of Windows Mobile and Pocket PC. And essentially, a pocket PC is just that. It's a PC that goes in your pocket. And these devices are extremely popular, selling like hotcakes, and a lot of sighted people going out into the mainstream marketplace and buying these devices. And now it's possible to use a pocket PC device if you are blind. Historically, blind people, if we wanted to use some kind of personal digital assistant or some kind of pocket PC device, we were forced to buy some kind of bespoke product that's designed with the blind in mind, which in many cases can be a good solution, but often these devices are quite difficult to afford because of the huge price tag associated with a bespoke piece of hardware. Additionally, the other problem tended to be that if some maintenance needed performing on your blindness PDA, it's only the company that you purchase that device from who's able to perform that maintenance. So that may in some cases mean sending your device back to another country. So quite often if you've bought a mainstream PDA locally, you can take it back into the shop if you have a problem, and you can get technical support locally or even online amongst the wider community of mainstream PDA users. Another thought worth bearing in mind when considering some kind of mobile device and weighing up the pros and cons of a piece of blindness bespoke kit versus something that you would buy in the mainstream marketplace is that of interoperability. And of course, mainstream PDAs are designed to connect seamlessly with your computer. So a Windows mobile PDA will allow you to synchronize all the information with your desktop PC. So all your email, tasks, calendar, and all the items that you may have stored, contacts, and so on. It's important that your mobile device is able to synchronize with your desktop computer, and that all that information can be synchronized in a seamless way. You know, by using something that looks different, it does set us apart, I think, and it makes us appear different. IT fund managers, you know, may not be entirely inclined to shell out thousands of dollars for a blindness device, but a mainstream PDA costing just a few hundred dollars when, you know, bulk bought with all the other PDAs in the company, obviously is a much more attractive option for business. Finally, on the merits of mainstream PDAs, a device that provides access to the Windows Mobile environment rather than holding you in some kind of sheltered walled garden, a device that provides access to the Windows Mobile user interface should also provide you with the ability to add third-party software, which is really important. If you want your device to do something different, I know many people listening to this program use Winamp because, quite frankly, they like it more than the other media players that are available. And this is also true on Windows Mobile, that there are pieces of third-party software, Skype, and I don't think Winamp's available yet, but there is a fantastic little media player called the Core Media Player, which I particularly like. Plays Ogg Vorbis, for those of you into Vorbis. And so I was able to install this software onto my Windows Mobile PDA and with minimal effort get it working with my screen reader. So really, to sum up, if we use screen readers to access our desktops, then it makes perfect sense to me to use a screen reader to access a pocket PC. The Windows Mobile operating system comes in two flavors: Windows Mobile for Pocket PC and Windows Mobile for smartphones. The two operating systems have many things in common and a couple of fundamental differences. So let's explore some of those. Essentially, Windows Mobile, whether it be for Pocket PC or for the Windows Mobile smartphone, is really a trimmed down version of the full fat version of Windows that you would use on your desktop PC. Typically, the operating system includes some core applications such as Internet Explorer and Windows Media Player. Both operating systems include the ability to manage contacts and email, as well as appointments in the calendar. The Windows Mobile for Pocket PC supports a touch screen, which is found on most Pocket PC devices. And often, as blind people, when we hear the term touch screen, we kind of it's really not as worrying as it may initially sound. Windows Mobile for Pocket PC also includes software for creating documents, such as Word Mobile and Excel Mobile. A pocket PC device is typically a two-handed device. Many of these products now include a small QWERTY keyboard. We are talking about a pocket-sized device, but something that really is a productivity tool as much as a communication tool. Whereas a device that uses the Windows Mobile smartphone operating system tends to be more a communication tool and tends to be more of a one-handed device. So you might expect to find a telephone keypad on a Windows Mobile smartphone, and you're unlikely to find a touchscreen there. The Windows Mobile Smartphone Edition also features numbered lists. So this is in keeping with the numeric keypad idea. So wherever a menu is present, pretty much in all the scenarios that I can find, you can use the numbers 1 to 0 to quickly skip to an option within that list. That feature isn't found in the Windows Mobile for Pocket PC. Both flavors of the Windows Mobile platform support Wi-Fi, and just to mix things up a bit, Windows Mobile Pocket PC devices can include cellular phone capability, although those devices tend to be a PDA first and a cell phone second. So if you're feeling a bit confused, what we'll do is take a look at one device that is running the Windows Mobile Pocket PC operating system, and also we'll examine a device that's running the Windows Mobile smartphone operating system. And these devices are very typical examples of Pocket PC and smartphone. Those of you who were listening to Main Menu earlier in the year may remember my demonstration of the HTC Universal. In fact, I barely scratched the surface, but essentially the HTC Universal is a clamshell design PDA. It's almost like a tiny, tiny laptop, I guess, with a little thumb keyboard inside once the device is opened up. Card slot in one end, stereo speakers, with Wi-Fi, cellular phone capability, and many more features. And if you're interested in that device, then you may want to look back into the Main Menu archives and listen to my demonstration of the HTC Universal. The HTC Universal is running the Windows Mobile Pocket PC operating system. And this device is known by a variety of names, including but not limited to the iMate Jazz Jar, I think one of the T-Mobile MDA Vario range, also the O2 XDA Exec, the Orange M5000, the Q-Tech 9000, and the list goes on. So many of these devices sold under different names, and compatibility lists are available. Now, as I mentioned, the Windows Mobile Pocket PC operating system powers the HTC Universal, and Dolphin have available today a screen reader for Pocket PC, and oddly enough, it's called Pocket HAL, and this really inspired by Dolphin's desktop software, HAL, which is a mature, fully-fledged screen reader for Windows, now available for Pocket PC devices. So if I open my HTC Universal here and just tap the power button. Okay, that's running a little bit quick for some people, but I'll slow that down here in just a second. The point being that I've got a full screen reader on a device which, quite frankly, is smaller than a paperback book. Quite easily put this in your pocket, and definitely smaller than any blindness PDA that I have encountered. So the equivalent to the Windows desktop, I guess, on a Windows Mobile Pocket PC device is the Today screen. And really, the Today screen provides a snapshot of all the events that are going on in one's life. I'll just arrow down my today screen so you can hear the various items that are here.
Selected Tuesday, December 19th, 2006.
Okay, so obviously the date that we're recording this, and the synthesizer you're hearing there, of course, is the Eloquence synthesizer from Nuance, and of course that voice very familiar to many. There is a choice of synthesizers available with Pocket Hal, of course.
Over, Dave Williams.
And that'll be me.
Text messages, 100.
I have an unread text message.
Outlook email, 400.
And there's some email.
One active task.
The task.
No upcoming appointments.
And no upcoming appointments at the moment, which is good. Okay, so let's arrow back up here.
Selected no upcoming appointment. One active task.
Go to
email. 400.
So I can press select on the device and do that to interact with any of the items on this today screen. And the email will open up here.
List box 29 items.
29 items here. The first item there you can hear is from Neil McBride. I can simply arrow down.
Unread. As attachment downloaded bitmap Spencer Ellis 11306111 171k map straight from the phone.
There we have an unread message there from Spencer. And of course, Pocket Hal being a full screen reader telling you that the message is unread.
Open. As attachment downloaded bitmap Sarah Jones 11270614k meeting minutes.
And let's open this one. So I'm just going to press enter now, or select, to open the...
One reply button. To menu OK window hypertext Sarah Jones.
Okay. You can hear that the soft keys have changed now. Left soft key, soft key 1, is now reply. Or now that I'm on my email, I can just arrow down to read it.
Meeting minutes. Here are the minutes from our meeting.
If I want to hit reply, that's the soft key 1, and then we'll be placed into an edit area.
Button. One send button. To menu Outlook email OK window from. Outlook email blank line edit area edit message original message from. Sarah Jones. Blank line.
So we're in our edit area and on a blank line, so I can just start to type in here using the keyboard that's on the device or using a choice of third-party keyboards. Could use a larger foldable Bluetooth keyboard which connects wirelessly to my Pocket PC device, or indeed use a Braille keyboard, taking advantage of that grade 2 Braille input capability found in version 7 of Dolphin's products. So I'm just going to say thanks to Sarah for sending me those minutes.
Yes. Space.
Okay, and then I can just hit the left soft key and send the message, and away it goes.
Attachment downloaded bitmap Sarah Jones 11270614k meeting minutes list box 29 items.
And obviously I'm now back in my inbox. So as you can hear, the screen reader behaving much like a screen reader would for the desktop, all in this tiny compact package. Now, I did mention that Pocket PC devices are really more geared toward productivity. So let's open up Word Mobile now.
So to do that on this device, we have actually got a Windows key, so I'm going to press that and it will bring up the start menu, so much like desktop Windows.
Button. One menu button. Two menu menu today shortcut E.
Okay. Today is the top option on this this menu. I'm just going to tap P for programs.
Programs window. Word Mobile selected list view 20 items.
Okay. It's actually remembered my previous position because I've been into Word earlier, so Word Mobile is selected, so I can just simply hit enter.
Button. One new button. Word Mobile window minutes 11:29:065k unselected list view 4 items.
Now, when you open Word on the desktop, you're automatically placed in a new document. On Pocket PC, in fact, you're presented with a list of your documents, and you can hit the left soft key if you wish to choose to create a new one, or we can open an existing document here. So we've got these minutes. So
selected.
I've just selected that with the space bar. I'm going to tap enter. Okay, so we're in an edit area, and we can just arrow through.
A-C-H-N-I-C-A-L space.
And we can get information about the font and the point size and all of that, as you would expect. That sort of task is a lot easier to do with an external keyboard, and if you were going to be entering any amount of data, then you would probably want a larger, more comfortable QWERTY keyboard rather than just using the small thumb board, really, that is integrated with many of these PDAs. But you know, these built-in keyboards are great if you just want to make a small change.
And of course, I can use Pocket HAL to echo just characters and words, or none, in the same way that you would with a desktop screen reader. Of course, I could also create a spreadsheet on here, record voice notes, and even play back a podcast. I use this as an MP3 player as well.
So really, I'm hoping by now that you're getting some idea of really what a PDA is, a personal digital assistant, basically a way of carrying data with you on the move, whether that be your email, Word documents, contacts, calendar entries, all of that sort of information that you can synchronize with your PC when your device is connected to your PC, or you can use Wi-Fi to access email via the internet, or even cellular phone technology, which is in many pocket PC devices now, to allow you to get your email, browse the web. It is a way of being productive, keeping track of data on the move. You often find that the cellular phone capabilities have been added later, so they're really secondary. So this particular device that I've got in my hand isn't particularly ergonomic as a phone, and I think it's important to be upfront about that, that really this is a handheld computer, essentially, for doing all the tasks that I've just described.
So there we have it, a mainstream Windows Mobile Pocket PC PDA running a fully-fledged screen reader that's making this device fully accessible to me. So that's Windows Mobile for Pocket PC, or at least a brief glance at Windows Mobile for Pocket PC, and that contrasts with Windows Mobile Smartphone, which is another flavour of the Windows Mobile operating system. Early in 2007, Dolphin will be releasing a screen reader for the Windows Mobile Smartphone. The screen reader is going to be called Smart HAL. And really, a Windows Mobile smartphone just feels like a regular cell phone. This is typically a candy bar style design, a telephone keypad. You don't have things like Word Mobile on here, but you do have all the features and functionality of a cellular phone: contacts, text messaging, the ability to change your ringtone, and look at your network signal strength, and so on. And so Smart HAL is really geared toward making it simpler and more accessible for a blind person to use a cellular phone. So a couple of things that that you would expect: obviously the ability to read the soft key assignments. And maybe it's worth explaining a little bit about soft keys. In both flavors of Windows Mobile, Pocket PC and smartphone, many of the devices have keys that correspond to buttons on the screen, and these keys can change depending on the context. So we heard there on the Pocket PC device that contacts and calendar were soft keys on the Today screen, but then when we moved into Word Mobile, those keys changed to become something else.
You'll see what I mean when we get to demonstrating it. So I have in my hand here a Windows mobile smartphone, and it just feels like a regular cell phone, pretty small, a couple of inches across. The top half of the device is dominated by a screen, and then below that we have some buttons, including a keypad, call and end button, a little joystick that allows you to go up, down, left, right, and of course select. And the other keys that you can expect to find on Windows smartphones are these left and right soft keys, which correspond to the corners of the screen, and a home and a back key. So what Dolphin have done is to assign a Dolphin key, basically, for your screen reader command. So we've said the home key will act as the Dolphin key. So if you press the home key once,
Dolphin.
You can hear the phone says Dolphin, press it again. It says live mode, so would be as though you just press the home key once, which usually returns you to the home screen. So the speech you're hearing there is actually the Orpheus speech synthesizer developed by Meridian One now in the UK. And of course, there will be a choice of synthesizers available with Smart HAL when it is released.